Okay, that was our little speech. We're set to talk. What's going on?
Oh, tons of stuff. I was out. Jeez, what was I doing tonight? Been doing math since Monday. Jeez, Monday morning. And I was
You've
out
been
tonight.
doing math?
Yeah, I've got another project due tomorrow.
Okay.
And I was out doing karate from about 7 till 10, so
Ooh.
that's why I missed you.
Ooh.
Yeah. What else have I been up to? Thanksgiving. My parents were upset that you didn't call because they were really hoping you'd come up.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
I actually ended up going to my sister's place.
Ah, and how did that go?
It didn't go well.
Oh,
No,
sorry to hear.
it's okay.
What happened?
Well, yeah, obviously Layla went with me, and it was just bad news. No one there was mature enough to handle what was going on. Yeah, it was tough, rough stuff. It was very rough on Layla. I probably made a few mistakes while there. I kind of let, although not to as severe a degree as I thought at the time, but I suppose I let Layla stand on her own at certain points of the conversations,
Gotcha.
which I'm really being beat over the head about now. No,
Imagine.
I mean, it affected her very badly. She was down for 3 days. She thought she was depressed again.
Ooh, not good.
And I mean, it actually just turned out that she was very, very angry with me. We went to see her doctor this morning. I was in for part of the session.
Well, that's good. At least you got it worked. Is it pretty much worked out then?
No.
No.
She's a Latin woman. She doesn't forget about her anger quickly.
Gotcha.
That's a cultural thing. It's not a psychological one.
Yes, I quite understand.
So that's, but it's becoming more and more tough on me. I'm just learning slowly that family can be very, very unforgiving if you make a mistake.
Sometimes.
Well, it's understandable. They expect a great deal out of you because you're the one who's supposed to make everything okay. You're the one who's supposed to smooth everything out. And when you don't or you can't, they feel very disappointed.
I guess, yeah, sometimes just because of the family and the closeness, they do expect more out of you, which is kind of unfair, but at the same time, it's a nice feeling.
If you do things right.
Yes, if you do things right.
If you fuck up, it's not a nice feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm dealing with that. I'm also dealing with this whole issue with my parents and all the problems in my family, and I guess I'm getting close to being able to smooth some of those out, playing the role of mediator. Because I guess I'm finally old enough to be able to have enough insight into the way people are behaving and acting to be able to say meaningful things
Gotcha.
about the different relationships and the different way people are behaving.
Well, what would you say to maybe spending a couple days with your other family?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
When does your Christmas break start?
Probably like the 21st.
The 21st. That would be excellent. I have my last final on December 15th.
Whoa.
Well, the last day of finals. No,
Right.
December 14th, excuse me.
Right.
After that, I am completely free till January 7th.
January 7th.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you would like to drop by anytime, especially if after you just finish classes, maybe spend a day or two on your way home.
That might not be a bad idea, actually.
Yes, it would give me time to explain everything to my parents, just so they have 100% of the details, so they don't meter and ask any stupid questions. I doubt my parents would, but just if nothing else, just so they're not sitting there on edge and not exactly sure what to say, so it'll
Yeah.
just be more easy for them to. They basically just have normal conversations like they always would.
Right. I think this would be great. I think this would be fantastic. I think this is something that, I mean, she'd finally get a real warm welcome by family, which I think would work wonders for her, because I guess she's lost a lot of faith in mine, which is understandable because my other family can be particularly cold.
I understand. Well, then bring her to your other one.
Exactly.
Just mix and match.
That's great, yeah.
Definitely drop
Did
by.
I mention to your parents the possibility of visiting them on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I think you might have mentioned it, and I mentioned it as well.
Okay.
The possibility of mentioning, not exactly for Thanksgiving. I forgot my Thanksgiving break was so short. I had basically Thanksgiving and the day after off.
Yeah, that's what we had.
And that was my only fall break.
Wow.
That was the problem, is I was thinking you could come up when I had my fall break, but I didn't realize I didn't
have
a fall break.
Okay, no big deal.
Christmas holidays would be a lot better, especially if you're done on the 21st, dropping by that evening, maybe staying the night, either leaving on the 22nd or 23rd.
Yeah,
spending either a short day or a little bit over a day. That would be excellent.
Yeah, 2 days, if not two nights, would be great.
Yes, and I'm legal on the roads now, so.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if I mentioned that.
I've been legal since
August.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was the world's most pathetic driving test. I believe, if I remember correctly, about 1, 2, 3, 4 left turns, 2 right turns, and I was done.
Interesting.
And parallel parking, which he didn't even let me finish. Just he said, close enough, go ahead. Fine. I was literally on the road for about 2 minutes. All I did is drive out, make a little turnaround, and I came back.
That's great.
Well, I had no complaints. It explains why some of the idiots are out there on the road. But
yeah.
Well, I'm being one of them, but...
No, I mean, if you had to, you'd pass it, you would have passed
it.
Oh,
yeah, I have no problem.
Good.
The only thing that scares me is my parents. Being in Bethlehem, the possibilities are limited, but other than that, the possibilities are endless.
No, good, because, I mean, if we didn't have a car, then we'd be really stuck.
Yes, and we could go anywhere you wanted to see and anywhere that I could think of that would be unusual and or interesting.
Oh, wow, I get to show my honey bunny, Bethlehem. Guess who's inviting us? Yeah, well, just like a couple days beforehand. Oh, boy, she doesn't want to go to my house for Christmas at all.
Well, then have her drop by for a couple of days, and where would she go otherwise for Christmas?
Well, then we would all just not, I don't know, she wants to spend Christmas with you.
That could work. I could run the idea past the elderly ones and see what they say.
All right, or we'd probably I have a feeling that we will end up in Rhode Island.
Well, I traditionally spend Christmas with my family, so that wouldn't be a change at all.
Right.
So I'm certain my parents feel the same way. I know Joe feels the same way.
Okay. I have a feeling we'll end up in Rhode Island, but yeah, just in case things change and my parents go off the wall crazy and do something nasty to us, we'll have to keep that option open.
Definitely. Please. I will run it by my parents. I'm sure they would be overjoyed at the thought.
That would be excellent, yeah. Wow.
They haven't seen you for a good while.
This is true. They haven't met somebody yet.
No, they haven't. And as I recall, my mother was very eager to meet her.
They'll be thrilled, yeah.
My father, of course, doesn't say very much, so it's not saying that he isn't eager, but he just hasn't expressed any emotion.
No, he will once they meet her.
He'll be his normal, charming, and usual self.
Yeah. No problems there.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
What else is going on? Do-do-do-do-do. Good question. What else is going on? Pretty much just wrapping everything up. This week and next week are my last 2 weeks of classes. After that, it's a week of finals.
Yeah, that's what we
so
have, basically.
All my teachers are realizing that they're complete and utter boobs and trying to get together all the stuff they should have done beforehand and didn't.
Wow.
Others are a little bit more prepared, and we're just tying things together. But going well, going very
well. First semester finals, huh?
Yes, I have 2.
Oh, good. That's not too bad.
Not bad. I've met some people who have 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
I once had 6.
Ooh. Ouch. I'm happy with my 2 there. They're going to be 2 pretty respectable exams.
Okay.
They should be fair, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll do fine.
I hope so. We'll see how they go. Not a problem.
Yeah. I have 2 exams myself, a final paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually working as an independent consultant now.
I remember you mentioning that. How is that going?
It's going in. It's interesting.
Excellent.
Before I was, I was a consultant for this company, and now I'm doing this feasibility study for a hospital in Pakistan.
I remember you mentioning that. Yes, how is that going?
It's okay.
Excellent.
I'm, you know, coming up with ideas as I go along, so everything's strikingly original.
Excellent.
And trying to get advice each step of the way. And I think I've, you know, figured out a way. I'm going up against a huge international consulting company that's also been asked to propose something.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can beat them out, it'll just be a wonderful feather in my cap. But I think I've figured out a way of doing that. So I'm working on that. I'm also working on the proposal for my book to get some more money to work on it.
Very good. Very good.
Working on the book itself.
Mm-hmm.
Could have sworn I had another project going on there.
You probably have two or three more.
Actually, I have three finals because I have Spanish too. And I've also got my own agenda of how much Spanish I want to learn by the time the semester's over, which is about 40% more than what's required for the class. So.
Excellent.
I'm putting myself through more work.
But it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Why
oh, shit. Crisis management. I gotta get back to work. What's good? What happened?
It ate half of a page.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What happened?
She's writing a paper, and the computer ate half of a page.
I hate it when those damn things get hungry.
It's in French,
I'm
too.
Angry.
She's writing in French, and it's not easy to do that.
Can you not get me angrier? Can you not, like, have to discuss
with her
anything when I'm writing my paper?
What's wrong? We're not supposed to be discussing her paper?
No. Never mind.
I'll drop it. I understand.
It's strikingly more severe than that.
Gotcha.
That's all right.
I'm only catching bits and pieces, but I understand that you're not going to mention it either, so.
So
but all your projects are going well?
Yeah, they're beating me senseless. I'm very tired.
Ooh, I understand.
But I'm also playing a role of a crutch for
yes.
Layla, so it's exhausting me as well.
One more added stress.
Yeah.
And a major one at that.
It's going to be the rest of my life.
But it's a good stress.
Well, it should turn out to be, yeah. It gets tough. One gets nearsighted every once in a while because of the imminent difficulties at hand. But
that's okay. Everything is working out.
Yeah.
From the sound of it, and it's only getting better.
Yeah. As well as anything, ups and downs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... How about you? What's your love life looking like?
It's looking like something Picasso probably would have drawn. Very indistinguishable and incomprehensible.
Well, I thought the two hands with flowers was quite obvious and clear-cut and right there.
Well, I also think you're full of shit, so I guess it's okay. Oh, sorry.
Hey, I'm not brown for no reason.
Yes, last night I noticed your eyes were a little bit white. I think you're about a quart low.
Shit, someone managed to beat the truth out of me. I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
Yes, if I wanted shit from you, I'd open up your head and dip it out. Now, right now, things are pretty much up in the air.
Are you chasing down possibilities? Or?
Basically, I'm running into blind alleys.
Oh.
Would be more of an appropriate term. Both the people I was interested in have, since I was interested, found someone else. One of them on a fairly permanent basis, and the other one hopping from person to person.
What? Why does she skip over you in her hops?
I don't understand. Talking to her roommate, she really, really likes me.
Is this Alice?
No, this one's Sophia.
Oh, right.
She's really, really...
Sophia de Guatemala? De Chile?
No, Sophia de Uruguay. Uruguay.
Paraguay, ah, sí. Bueno. Oh, we can't speak in Spanish. It has to be in English.
That was pretty poor Spanish anyway, so I guess we're okay.
Oh, okay.
Yours was fine, but mine was pretty boring.
No hablo español.
Ooh. un memento, por favor.
Okay, continue.
Okay, that'll be great on the tape. Yeah, she's gone back and forth. I don't know why I've sort of been missed out. I guess it's mainly because of the fact that I'm very subtle. I'm not one of those person that just goes right out and has tattooed on my forehead, "Hey, I'm interested in you. Please stop fucking around."
That's supposed to be the beauty behind it, but I've actually found that it doesn't do much harm to come out and blatantly say it. Although, it has to do a lot with culture and what kind of context the person receiving it will read it in.
Yes.
Like America does not have a high context culture. They don't read many clues. So you basically have to tell them. You have to do the same with the Swiss and the Germans and the British. With Latins and with Indians and the Chinese, they are very high context, and they'll read a lot into what you're doing and saying. But what's also true is that Latin culture is a very friendly culture. Everyone acts very nice to each other, kind of mildly flirts according to our standards,
yes.
And nothing is seen more of it. Like, a Latin man will always pay if you go out, and nothing more is read into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always kissing on the cheek, hugging all the time. So
that's the problem, is I fit into the Latin culture in that respect. Like, I prefer to be that way.
Right.
And it's not necessarily my culture as much as it is my...
your open-mindedness and your willingness to accept it.
I like to think of it that way, yes. And I've actually had a couple of people comment to me that when I do that to people, and I pretty much do it to everyone, and the comment has been made that no one ever thinks anything of it because I do that to everybody.
That's brilliant, but it's also, are you sending enough messages to Sophia?
Well, right now I'm not going to because she is currently seeing someone else yet again. So,
Have you just openly asked her?
No.
Some Latin women enjoy being chased. I've actually found this, which to me seems senselessly arrogant. I'm glad Layla wasn't like that. But I wonder if her friends is, and it drives me up the wall. No, because then, she plays this sort of, this ridiculous game of hard to get, but then she's so damn submissive once.
Complete 180.
Well, even if she was complete hard to get, acted that way all the time, that would be annoying also.
Yes.
I don't know.
Interesting. No, I don't think I like that type either. Very interesting. Now, I'm still working on the whole thing. I don't think anything's going to come out of it for a while, but oddly enough, one of the things, there are a couple of things that, besides the fact that her roommate has told me that she's interested in me, that are sort of the subtle clues.
Right.
She's very big on exercise.
Right.
And I've been exercising a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
And which is a very nice thing. When I got home, my father, being his normal self, and his, we found out now, has been working out for 5 years.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen his arms lately, but you should. Was pushing me around and flexing for us because he likes to do that. And I gave him a flex back, and he was impressed. There was a noticeable difference.
Excellent.
Yes, I was very happy. That's the ego boost that I really needed because that's the first time I've noticed it. they've been gone for the time I've been down here, so I wouldn't notice it, but they would.
Exactly.
Right. And I was leading somewhere with it. She's also very into the exercise and enjoys the swimming, but she won't do it unless someone else goes first.
Oh.
So she constantly asks me to go swimming.
Okay.
No one else will.
Right.
And we'll be doing that tomorrow. Tomorrow we're also going dancing.
Great.
And we're going to be going out. Mr. Cohen is going to be visiting Penn State tomorrow night.
Whoa.
And we're all going to meet him at about 8 o'clock at Pennsylvania Pizza and chow down and laugh and have a good time and probably tell Mr. Cohen things that he shouldn't know.
That's great. Hey, give him my regards.
I'll do that. I'll tell him you said hi.
Yeah, tell him I have been thinking about him.
Excellent.
That's the extent of it.
Sure. I believe he has an email address.
Oh.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I will surely give him yours.
Great.
You're
that'd
still
awesome.
A. Geary at, do you do the SAS?
At SAS upenn.edu.
Gotcha.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll see if you can get in contact with
him. Fantastic. Thank
you. Also, are you interested in talking to Mr. Jordan?
No, I didn't have him.
That's right, you never had him because you never did the 12th grade.
Does Mr. Miller have an email account?
I don't believe so, and even if he did, I doubt that he'd write very much.
That's right.
He's really been burned out.
Wow.
Which is a shame.
Well, he did put himself through a lot.
Yes, and he's been teaching for a good many years.
Yeah.
So,
and it wasn't a lax sort of teaching that other teachers do.
Right. Ooh, interesting twist of information. Hain and McCarty are no longer running Honor Society.
Hain and McCarty.
Now, were you ever in Honor Society?
Yes, I was.
Okay. McCarty's the one with black hair that looks sort of like Quasimodo. And Hain's the one very high on herself, thinks she's really pretty, and is going bald faster than Shosh is.
They're both in the English department.
Yes.
Oh, she has short hair, Hain?
Very short, yes.
Okay. McCarty has black hair, but she looks like she should have blonde.
No.
Is she chubby?
Somewhat. She is short, black curly hair, not terribly long. Pretty much close to the head, but curly, so it's at least sort of long. I probably mentioned short already. And she has just a very, very sour look to her.
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about. But they stopped doing Honor Society.
Yes and no. They're very arrogant about the fact that they run NHS. And they had a little incident with someone they refused to accept. And she appealed to Mr. J, and Mr. J chewed Ms. McCarty out in the middle of the hall in front of everybody.
Nice.
And they were upset. I mean, the rest of the NHS was cheering because we all hate them. And they quit. And we've been trying to get rid of them all last year, so this is wonderful.
Yeah, great.
I didn't know if you ever had them. Most everybody who had them hates them.
Yeah, I didn't like them too much. They weren't very exciting people. But who was the one trying to get in?
I don't know. Someone I'd never heard of before.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to give you the name. Joe would know, but...
That's right, Joe's still there, huh?
That's another yes and no. Joe is there, but he isn't.
What's going on?
Joe has no classes of freedom this semester. He has four college classes. Two at NACAC, one at Muhlenberg, one at Moravian.
Is he driving around too?
He's not driving, no. My mom's playing chauffeur.
Oh, God.
Well, Joe just doesn't have the time to get the permit. I'm going to see if I can nag him when I get
there. Of course he has the time. Frankly, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Time to get the permit, yes. Time to take the test, that's a little bit more difficult because that has to be scheduled.
Come on.
No, really, they do some weird stuff with that.
I know, but Joe's not an idiot.
No, I think he'd be fine. I actually, when I was home, we went out, geez, it doesn't matter where we were going, but basically I pulled to the side of the road, my brother looked at me and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm pulling over so you can drive." He just looked at me and said, "Cool."
All right.
And I had flashbacks about the one time we were in your car and you pulled over and let me drive.
Exactly.
Just because I had no clue what I was doing, and doing little things like turning were very difficult for me.
Weren't we in a parking lot when we first started that?
No, we were in a road.
Oh.
It was a three-way intersection in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew I was scared shitless. He was doing okay. We went along East Boulevard, along next to East Hills and Freedom.
Oh, okay.
So he was shaky. I think I got a little bit whiplash on the brakes there. But,
oi.
He had just a little bit of experience. We'll give him an idea the next time he sits in the car what he needs to do.
Exactly.
So that got him over the bump.
Good.
Plus it wasn't with my parents, which saved him a lot of aggravation.
Yeah.
So that was... Yeah, well, I'm going to see if I can get him out and get the license for him.
Yeah, he sure doesn't have that.
I'm sure we can find the time.
As soon as I can pay for insurance, which actually may be next year, because I do have potential to come into a nice sum of money.
Very nice. How's that?
Well, through this project, this Pakistan project, if it's approved, I would go on to do the entire feasibility study, which means a few thousand dollars.
Not bad.
Between five and six. Also for my book, I'm trying to muster about 3,000 or so.
That's not bad.
But 2,400 of it, 2,400 to 3,000 to be as a, serve as a salary. My argument being that I had to work this semester, so I didn't put much time into my book because I had to worry about my living expenses, etc. If that can be taken care of through the scholars funding, which I know they have lots of money, then I would be able to concentrate more on the book, get it done.
An excellent point. I'd support you.
Mm-hmm. Good. Hopefully they will, too.
Yes.
So
I'm sure that if you put that in writing, you could be very convincing.
Yeah. And so that would be a nice income.
Not bad. When do you have to submit that by? Or when?
I've written it up. I have to make the phone call tomorrow to ask the one who coordinates it, if I can actually ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
I'll submit it.
Very good. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope we get done some tons of dinero.
You hope we get tons and tons of what?
Money.
Oh, dirt. Money.
Cash.
Yes, thank you.
Flow.
It's okay. It's okay.
Well, good.
Well, hang on a sec. What?
Sure.
It was what? I'm sorry that you lost it. Did you type it up again? Good. The apology. So
anything else wonderful and exciting going on?
I'm trying to think. I keep having these wonderful ideas about when I graduate and how. I'm not completely convinced that I know for sure now that I don't want to be working for a company, because I already have enough bosses that it makes me sick.
Gotcha.
I.e., my wife, and second, me. I have a tough time keeping me happy. I don't need to have a boss to worry about.
Gotcha.
This is my sort of philosophical bend on it. So I'm going to start my own company. Now, everyone I bounce this off of who knows me keeps telling me something like, well, I didn't figure much less out of you, as me. Like, well, can you be a little excited for me, please?
I guess I'm trying to imagine what kind of company you'd be starting.
Consulting. Now, as vague as it may sound, here's the idea.
Okay.
Here I am doing this government proposal. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had experience doing a lot of these things before, but it's a relatively small market, i.e. there aren't many people who want to be doing this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But there are 132 nations in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, probably about 67 apply for aid from organizations like the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And about 40 more would if they could, but they're just not at the point where they can.
Gotcha.
So if I were to develop a company that gained a certain level of expertise in writing these proposals,
mm-hmm.
and these are interesting proposals because you're requesting anywhere from $3 to $5 billion.
Mm.
Now, a nice chunk of that would handsomely be handed over to the firm if it were to do a nice job in acquiring the whole lot of money. So that's one thought I've had. Another aspect would be if the company became highly trained in developing economies, and a lot of private organizations, a lot of companies are interested in making their way into these developing economies, into these emerging markets, going into Latin America, India, China, and Africa, and Eastern Europe. If we became experts in the markets in these areas and how businesses operate and how the culture operates, how employees will respond to you, et cetera, how business colleagues will respond to you,
okay.
We can advise different corporations on it and rake up quite a bit of money. Because if we have a firm understanding of the way let's say the pharmaceutical market works in this area, and say Glaxo or Merck or Bristol Myers wants to open a manufacturing plant in India somewhere, we can fill them in on everything they need to know, and they can pay us a hefty sum as well.
Not bad at all.
consulting is actually a huge industry. It's amazing how big it is.